It has been a hot minute since I've done a solo episode, and I have absolutely so much to catch you up on. But I want to let you know, I am walking right now outside in nature, and for those of you who are perfectionists and feel like you have to have literally the perfect podcast setup, I just want to remind you that you don't. You get to do things in your way, and I just choose to do part of my podcast while I'm walking. I think it's so fun. I think it's such a permission slip for you to do things messy and for you to do things in your way. And as the sun is beating my face and I'm stepping on these crunchy leaves, well, I'm trying to avoid some of them, so it's not super annoying. I just want to let you know that I'm also just a human too. So, cheers to our humanness. If you have been following this podcast in me for a hot minute, and you've been following me on Instagram, and you have been witnessing just what's been going on Instagram, oh my God, I feel like this is going to be like the Dear Diary episode where I just spill the tea. And if you're new to the show and you're just like, whoa, what is happening here? This is like a fucking vortex of energy and oh my goodness gracious. I just want to reintroduce myself because a lot has changed over the past 6 months in a really, really big way. The biggest piece being that I really came into my psychic gifts, and I also really have landed in my true mastery. And because of that, everything in my business has been freaking exploding. And when I say exploding, I'm talking like tripling income month after month, like doubling my business from last year, actually almost tripling my business from last year. And even though my Instagram felt dead, this has been happening. Okay. So I want to give you hope. I want to let you know that no matter where you are on your journey, that literally anything can happen. The quantum leaps that are available for you are insane. And I'm going to be sharing basically how I've doubled my business in the past 6 months without doing anything like wildly insane, and how you can do it too through my self-concept shifting method, which I'm going to be talking about a little bit in this episode, just how I started to see myself. So this is going to be a 2-day experience that's going to be happening this week. So in 2 days, if you're listening to this episode on the day it airs on Tuesday, it's happening in 2 days. It's happening November 15th and November 16th at 3 o'clock EST. So actually it's 1 day. I gave you so much notice, but I know you operate like me, your last minute. So I figured it would be fine, you know? So make sure you sign up. It is called You Are a Fucking Millionaire. And let me tell you, because we have created 7 figures in the business. And I'm like, okay, if it's taken me however long it's taken me to create this much money, I wonder if I can do it in 1 year. So that's my goal for next year, is $1 million in a year. Who knows if we'll hit it, but I'm here for it. Okay. So get your booty in this room if you want to get activated, if you want to have a fire lit in your booty, if you want to feel alive again. Because I'm telling you right now, 6 months ago, I felt blah. I felt depressed. I felt like, what am I doing with my life? I felt like I had so much more to offer the world. And I feel like I was plateaued in my business and in my life. And it's because I was. So I'm going to be telling you exactly the 5 main things. I kind of broke it into 5 main things. The 5 main things that I've done to really completely transform and quantum leap in my life and my business. And I am just bringing you along for the ride. I'm not gatekeeping anything. You know this about me. I love to just fucking spill it all and just share and celebrate with you as we wrap up 2023 together. Okay. So I want to just like connect with you on a freaking heart-to-heart level, because I know like it's really easy to scroll on Instagram and to see people living their best life and to see all the wins and to see all the highlight reels, you know? And I want to just like remind you that I'm also a human, you know? I also have doubt. I also have fear. And like, no matter how far along you are in your journey, this is always going to be the case. You know, you listen to the show because you have big things inside of you. You know that you're destined for greatness. Like, you have a really fucking big mission, right? And like, maybe you've been playing small. Maybe you've been in your head. Maybe you've been overthinking. Maybe your circles are not the most supportive circles, or they just don't get it. And they don't even know how to extract the goodness in you and let you know the magic that is available for you. But there is some part of your soul that knows you are meant for more, right? And I have had this feeling my whole life. I have felt coming out of the womb like, woo, right? But I think at a certain point when we're kids, somebody or some experiences, comments, people, like it causes us to dim our light. You know, it causes us to tone ourselves down, to play small, to be like, no, I should be grateful, you know? And I want to reframe this for you, because instead of hiding behind your gratitude and hiding behind your humility, I want you to be open to this conversation of the and. It's, what if you were grateful for everything you have and you also wanted more? Like, what if you actually allowed yourself to want more? And this is exactly what has happened for me over the past 6 months. I realized, like, my life is great, you know? Like, it really is. I was not always that way. For those of you who know my story, when I was literally living paycheck to paycheck in a job that was really sucking my soul, and I knew that I couldn't work for anyone, and I just wanted to travel. I just wanted to be free. You know, the Sagittarius in me was like, girl, I do not want to be in one place forever. I need to travel. I need to explore. And so I've basically spent the last 5 years working on myself so much to the point that my business was built as a result of me sharing my story online, starting to coach, starting to build my coaching business, right? Helping people, helping other women change their mindset, right? Become really truly the creator of their life. And I'm in this place right now where I'm like, that is all amazing. And from the outside, you know, it's like everyone's like, oh my God, you're like blah, blah, blah. Right? Maybe you feel this in your scenario, but there's this bigger fire inside of me of like, yeah, but I'm just warming up, you know? Yeah, I'm just warming up. And so I had this moment back in March of this year, and I was like, I don't want to do this alone anymore. You know, I had gone maybe like 6 months without mentorship, and I was like, dude, I cannot anymore. I need to be in the room. I need to be in that high energy. I need that. I crave that. I don't need anyone to hold my hand and like baby me. No, I'm a very highly motivated, like self-accountable person. It's that I want to be in the momentum of action. And when I'm in a room of things happening, that energy makes me do things. When I'm by myself, whether it's in the van or wherever, I don't have anything to respond to. And I'm a manifesting generator. And so if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, our strategy is to respond. And I realized I need something to respond to that lights me up, that ignites me. And I have a feeling you likely do too. So this story is going to be really freaking juicy for you. Okay. So I decided to invest in the mastermind with my current mentor, and it's freaking awesome. And I love it. It's so much fun. I meet so many like soulmate friends. And over the past 6 months, like I shared at the very beginning, my business has more than doubled. I have clients booking sessions up the wazoo. And the main thing that has shifted in all of this, which I'm going to be going into depth in this 2-day experience, so I'm so serious about signing up, is that I started to see myself as a successful, wealthy entrepreneur. Now, that might sound crazy, like, oh, you didn't see yourself as that before? No, actually, I didn't. I actually saw myself as somebody who owned a business. Oh, I have this coaching business. Can you believe that? That's how I thought. And it's actually like, when you think about that, it's quite small thinking, because you're not in the identity of being an entrepreneur, of being successful, of blah, 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 right? If you're just this person with a business, and your identity isn't of success and of entrepreneurship and of all of the other things, wealth, whatever it else is that you desire, then you are going to subconsciously not take the right actions. So, what I have been doing over the past 6 months, and I'm just going to give you a little sneak peek here, is a major identity overhaul. because I know with so much certainty, with complete unapologetic just ownership, that I am really born to be very, very wealthy, to make a shit ton of money as a result from doing what I love. And doing what I love is mentoring and coaching and speaking and traveling the world and helping people. I could do it whether you were paying me or not. I don't even care. I mean, I do care. Let's be real. But you know what I mean? You know that's when you're in your zone because you love it so freaking much and it energizes you. Like, I get off calls with my clients and it energizes me, and I want that for you in all the ways, right? And so I realized I had to start seeing myself as that. I had to start seeing myself as a seven-figure entrepreneur before I was one. And I had to act like her. Okay, so I just want to tell you the wild, insane things that have happened since that. Because I want this to be complete, pure, total inspiration and storytelling to let you know that anything that you desire is possible no matter what. You just cannot listen to anyone that tells you it's not possible or that wants you to argue for your limitations. I am here to argue for your greatness. I am here to argue for your potential. I am here to see you. I am a seer. I am clairvoyant. I can literally see your vision. And guess what? There's a lot of people in your life right now that don't get it and that don't see your vision, because the only one that's going to see your vision as clear as you is you. You literally are the only person that's got that vision, right? So it's up to you to see yourself first. You have to see yourself first, like, period. And you have to feel it in your bones. Right? So I started to see myself. I was like, yes, I am successful. Why have I been telling myself the story that I'm not already doing it? Why am I telling myself the story that I'm not already this wildly successful, well-sought-out coach? To be honest, you guys, I wasn't telling myself that. I was not giving myself credit for any of the success I had created. We had created maybe, I don't know, $750,000 at this point, and I hadn't even given myself the credit for it. Like, talk about high achiever's curse. Talk about having such insanely high expectations and not taking a second to stop and reflect. You know, so I started seeing myself. I started looking in the mirror every single morning. I kid you not, this is what I've been doing. And it might sound crazy, but I promise you, it's going to change your life. I started looking in the mirror and I imagined myself on stage. And I imagined myself with 10,000 people in the audience, just like Tony Robbins. And I imagined literally talking to the crowd and being like, wow, right? Literally hyping them up. And I stood in front of the mirror acting like that person now. I would feel it in my body. I'd visualize it. I look in the mirror and call myself a bad bitch. I'd be like, yo, what's up? I started to completely transform the way I saw myself before anything in my external reality changed. My bank account was like, meh. It was okay, but it wasn't overflowing. It didn't have those five figures in it, you know? And I was like, wait a second, I feel good. And then because I felt good, I did good. When you start feeling better about who you are and you start knowing yourself to be a successful person, generally as an identity, you start doing things differently. Instead of you showing up and proving that you're good enough, over explaining, trying to get people to understand, trying to convince people to buy, and you just show up and you know that you the tatas. There's a certain energy that accompanies that. You're not trying to prove anything to anyone. You're just being. And when you're in that state of beingness, the receiving, right? This is the feminine. When you're in that state of receiving, things start flowing. Because the feminine is flow. That's what she is. The masculine is action and doing. And yes, we, of course, like the action and the momentum. And believe me, I take action. For sure. And you have to take action. Like, obviously, you know, have you ever seen any successful entrepreneur not take any action? No, they don't just sit back and woo-woo magic manifest the fucking things out of thin air. No, they don't. They start with their energy, though. They start with having the identity of, I am successful. I am wealthy. I am an entrepreneur. And when you start doing that, you start taking actions to create that reality. But it has to start with identity. And I want to give you an example. If you're trying to like change your body, if you're trying to get healthier and stuff like that, right? And build a better relationship with food and your body and all of that. And if you call yourself, if you have the identity of somebody who is, let's use the word unhealthy, like, oh yeah, like I have a really bad sweet tooth and I have these really unhealthy habits and I'm a night snacker, and you're literally saying the opposite of the goal you're wanting to achieve. And then, so you're telling yourself, oh yeah, I'm a night snacker, and then you're trying to do the opposite. And nothing changes without that identity piece first. So here's a crazy thing. I changed my identity, right? I'm like, okay, I actually went really delusional. And I went, I'm an 8-figure earner. I was like, whoa. Okay, Sam. Right, 8-figure earner, cool. Now what? When that happened and I looked myself in the mirror and said that, like, you're literally changing the world, you're changing the planet, you fucking earn 8 figures, blah, blah, blah. I looked at myself differently and I started to show up differently. I started to sell more. I started to talk about my things more. And the other piece of all of this is I realized what I needed to get there. What I personally need to get there, this is me, this is a me thing, is like I just need a high level of support. I think at a certain point in your business, like, you can't get away with these like $1,000 courses that have no live participation, that no accountability, like no interaction. Like, there's nuanced questions. There's very specific questions to you and your business that need to be answered, and you're not going to find them in the course. I'm sorry. It's why I stopped investing in courses that are, they don't have a live element. I realized, oh my gosh, the live stuff is what is up. That's what's up, is the freaking live element. And so guess what I did? I got the support I freaking needed. And I didn't make it mean anything about me. I think so many of you are scared or tell yourself the story of, I should be able to do it. Babe, that is the wounded feminine energy being like, I'm not allowed to receive what I want. Isn't it time? Isn't it freaking time that you just accepted the fact that, yeah, of course you can do it, but like, come on, why would you want to? Why would you want to put yourself through so much suffering? What, to prove it to yourself that you can do it? Ew. No, that is not the way. That is not the way. And if you look at every single successful entrepreneur, you ask them who their mentor is. You ask them how much money they've invested in themselves. There's not a single entrepreneur who has not invested a lot of money. So if you want to be the wealthy, successful, 7-8, whatever figure entrepreneur, you want to be on stage, you want to be coaching, you want to be building this whole life, you got to have skin in the game. And I made this realization of like, whoa, I was not acting in accordance with that person. So guess what I did? I got myself in the freaking room. I made the freaking scary investments, which, you know, because I've shared the kind of lifetime podcast situations, right? And over the past even 2 months, what has happened is I've decided that I'm going to be a public speaker. Like, it's been in my heart for so freaking long, but my mind has been telling me all the reasons why I'm not ready. I don't have the skills yet. I don't have the network, blah, blah, blah. It's too far away. I was removing me from the goal, like, as if something had to happen in order for me to just claim it and decide that it was mine now. I was like projecting it into the future instead of just claiming it now, right? And maybe some of you are doing this in your business right now where you're like, yeah, I'll invest when, or yeah, I'll do that thing when. And I realized I was doing this as it relates to speaking, because it's new. It's a new territory. And I kind of just had this like funny thing happen where I was like, it'll happen someday. It'll happen one day, you know? But the truth is, I'm the only one that's going to decide when that day is. And so, I decided that day is motherfucking today. And so, I wrote down in my journal, I am a public speaker. And I started to really feel into that energy. And I decided to go within. One of my mentors asked me, well, be more specific. Tell me what is your dream, you know, speaking gigs? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. She's like, well, I think you're going to want to get specific or else you're going to start getting all these gigs that really may not be super aligned. And I'm like, all right, you're right. You're right. That's step one of manifestation. Like, you have to get clear, right, on how you want to feel or what the thing is. So I kind of dreamt into it and I was like, I want to be on stages with other spiritual women, spiritual entrepreneurs. I want to be having these really big ass conversations about personal development, about building businesses, about personal brands, about being seen, about taking up space, about all this identity work that I've been just talking with you about, all of this. And babe, I literally kid you not, the next day, I was given two opportunities, one which has already changed the trajectory of my life, and another one which is coming to speak on stage. One I asked for, and one I received. I asked my mentor if I could speak at her event, and she said yes. And 5 days ago, I spoke on stage for the first time in front of over 60 beautiful humans, and it literally lit me up in ways I didn't even know was possible. Like, I love podcasting, I love coaching and mentoring, but oh my God, public speaking is like aliveness on steroids. Like, I blacked out. It was the most invigorating experience of my whole freaking life. Oh my God. And like, I got off the stage and I just started bawling my eyes out. Like, it was one of the most surreal moments. I will never forget this moment. And I had a bunch of my friends from the retreat that I was just at come over and just like give me so much love and tell me like, babe, like, this is what you're supposed to do. Like, this is so clearly your one of your gifts. Like, holy crap. And I was like, oh my God, you know? But if I hadn't used my voice and asked for that, it wouldn't have happened. Right? And like, a huge reason that I am where I am today and the way that you will get more and more and more where you want to be is by asking. And it doesn't necessarily have to be asking a person. It could just be asking the universe. It could just be writing it in your journal and asking. Like, even if you don't know what you want, you can ask for clarity. And sometimes I forget that you can just ask, you know? Like, and the answer is revealed. And it's like, oh my God, like, the craziest piece about this speaking gig is that, like, just to give you a little bit more context, I was in Colorado for the last 14 days, basically 12 days, and oh God, I had the time of my life. It was so much fun. I got to see so many of my friends, but part of the reason why I was going is because, well, actually the main reason why I was going is because one of my mentors was hosting an event, and she was hosting a retreat. And it was like the biggest investment I had ever made in a retreat. And there was some part of me that felt a lot of resistance. And I thought it was my intuition. But what I realized is that resistance, that stickiness of like, was actually an invitation for me to like step so deep into my power. And what's crazy is that my body felt very open about going to the retreat, but my mind told me all the things around it not making sense and not being right and it's too much money and, you know, all the human experiences. And then I asked myself the questions that I always ask myself, which is, what is going to be the cost of me not doing this? What's going to happen if I don't go? What's going to happen if I don't say yes? Like, starting to really see the investment, not the cost. And I thought about it. Well, I'm going to get myself into a room with 10 powerhouse women, and I'm going to be a changed woman, That's like the worst case scenario. Jeez. You know? The best case scenario is the trajectory of my life changes freaking forever. Like, what? Like, the worst case scenario is what I was already living. And for some of you, maybe that's the truth right now. Your worst case scenario is the situation you're in. And you're contemplating a decision. And you're like, oh, but what if I? And you're literally catastrophizing and going into the what ifs without even realizing that, like, you just playing that game with yourself, that indecision is just holding you hostage and keeping you small and stuck, which is what I almost did to myself. And guess what? Like, imagine if I hadn't done that, because if I didn't go to the retreat, I wouldn't have gone to the event. And that event allowed me to use my voice, share my story. I mean, the amount of like magic that has transpired and unfolded from the momentum of just being in the actual room, like touching people, feeling people, being there, being in the energy, right? I am such an energetic person. I'm very sensitive to energy, and like, I need that hype squad. You know, I need those people that are gonna be my ride or dies, that believe in me, because there's moments where I'm like, what am I doing? You know, because that's human. And also, guess what? We all get to have those human moments. We just don't have to let them dictate our decisions. And so as I was deciding, am I going to go? Am I not going to go? I was like, of course I'm going. Is there even a reality in which I don't go? Like, why is it taking me so long? You know? And then I just went. And oh my God, nobody's ever regretted doing the damn thing. That just doesn't exist. And I will say to you that I am the most proud and embodied that I have ever been. I am in like deep ass surrender and trust. I am in the flow. I am in the momentum. But it had to start with action. It had to start with identity work. It had to start with seeing myself as a bad bitch. Truly. That's where it begins. It truly does. There are so many other magical things that happened while I was on this trip. I got to freaking do one-on-one sessions with my clients that live in Colorado, which was so special. Like, I told my mastermind, I'm like, ladies, we're making this bitch hybrid. We're going half in person, half online. Like, we're doing VIP days. We're doing retreats. Like, everything's included. It's going to be freaking amazing. And they're all like, oh my God, this is sick. I'm like, I know. Like, it just opened my mind up and my eyes up to possibilities of like what I actually want. And part of that is in person. So I really just wanted to share all of that with you. I am so excited. And one of the most magical things that came out of this experience is that my mentor challenged me to host a 1,000 person event. I can't even believe I'm telling you this, because that means it has to happen. And that scares the living shit out of me, because I'm like, but what? How do I do this? My logical brain's like, meh. And guess what? I'll figure it out, because it's just the first step. Okay, looking at the venue, like, let's just start there, you know? Let's look at some dates. Let's look at some locations. And so I want you to mark your calendars, keep your calendars open for the rest of eternity. I know, it's dedication to the unapologetic AF crew here, you know? Like, for this event is going to be fucking insane. I mean, geez. You listen to the show, so it's definitely going to be cray cray. Oh, it's going to be so wild. So I'm going to be doing that, and it's happening. So I'll keep you posted as we bring this into actual reality. But I want to let you know that if you're not in a room right now, if you're not walking alongside somebody who is activating you, who is stepping, is actually helping you step into your bigness, who is helping you see your vision, helping you bring that into life, like, girl, it's time. It's your freaking time. So get yourself in this room for my free experience. 2 days, 11:15, 11:16, Wednesday and Thursday. You're a fucking millionaire. It's all about activating your next level self, exploding your business. I'm going to be sharing how I've 2x'd my business. It's more than that. I should have put 3, but whatevs. And how I've done it through all this inner work. Like, holy moly. And even my Instagram, it felt dead. Guess what? It's not dead. If you go on my stories right now, it'd be popping. And so I just want to remind you, it pays to be brave. It pays to get yourself in the room. Come in the room and we'll see. You'll see what's in store. Plus, when you show up live, we are doing a giveaway that's worth over $8,000. I'm crazy and I love it. So I cannot wait to see you there. Oh my gosh, we're going to co-create this space. I have so much to give you, so many things you can implement, so many reframes. Your mind's going to be blown. I freaking love you. Thank you for spending time with me today. And go freaking put some of this into action. Go take some of these nuggets that I have shared and things that I've been moving through and go apply them to your life, because you were born for big, big things, which means you got to get yourself into the big, big rooms. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'll see you next week.